Morning. Rise and shine, my cutie. Are you ready to get up and start our day? No, we aren't staying in bed today. Come on, sit up. Don't make me have to grab you. Today is going to be a very exciting day. Why is this day different from other days? Well, look at the calendar, sweetie. Do you know what day it is? I thought you knew. We've been dating for nearly a year now, and I didn't tell you about this? Whoa, I'm sorry. I just assumed you humans knew a lot about my kind, and at certain times of the year, we start to feel quite energetic. Yeah, I guess that does explain why I've been so hyper and eager this morning to start the day. But while we're in bed, I should tell you now that this is the time of year where maybe I get really happy and a bit flirty. Of course, I'm with a human now, so I can't expect you to, you know, catch up to speed with me. But if we start our day off with a little fun, maybe, just maybe, if we get a little flirty now, I'll be more relaxed for the rest of the day. So, what do you say? No? But why? Don't you love me? You're too tired right now because you just woke up? Very well. Okay then. I understand. It's all on me. I understand that since I decided to take a human that things will have to be different, and I'll respect that. I guess we can rest in bed for a bit, but you do promise later you will help me. Really? Okay, babe, I'll try to calm myself down then and save that energy we will need for later. I'm sorry for waking you up though. I hope you aren't mad at me. I guess that hug means that you're not mad at me. Good. Now, I guess now we shall relax our heads back on our pillows and try to see if we can sleep a little bit. You need all the energy you can get. I'm sorry. I can't stop moving around. This is a really hard season for me. I just can't be calm and lie still. Maybe I can do something for you to help you relax. I don't know. Anything. I mean, you always like it when I play with your ears and your hair. so curious. Oh, I'm just so amazed still at your ears. So curious still. They look so different to my ears. I don't know why. They're just so cute. How you like touching and petting my ears. Mine are so long and I can flap them on demand. And human ones are just so different. They all have different styles, various patterns. I'm obsessed. They just look so sweet. And then just playing with your hair like this is way less stressful because at least you don't have some big floppy ears at the center of your head like we bunny girls have. Oh, you lucky humans. You humans don't know how good you have it. Well, first thing, you have more control over things and less driven by instinct, but I really am trying though. Also, your teeth stop growing. I may look like SpongeBob in the future. You have more also discreet ears, and I can also detect more higher frequencies and sounds from further distances than you. So, you know how that can be annoying also, especially when I'm trying to sleep. I don't know why a human like you even wants to date me in the first place. Oh, you really mean that? Sorry, instinct took over again and now I just licked your ears. I'm sorry if I weirded you out, it's just that I love you and it's how we show affection. But I get it. I forget humans have different signs of affection, like you taught me. Like hugs. Kisses, holding hands, less of the licking ear stuff. You want me to keep going? You don't find it weird? Wait, it feels good for you? Well, I enjoy doing it for you, so you don't have to ask me again. I do have a little tongue, so I can only really do little fast licks like this. how it feels for you? This is how I can wake you up in the morning. No, you shouldn't have told me you like this. I won't stop doing this now. No. Now I'm actually feeling sleepy now. This is making me very tired. I hope you don't mind if I